In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that had been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
I hope you have a great time with us tonight, an excellent Christmas tomorrow, and I hope this will be the first of many times that you can join us here at Northmead Anglican Church. Tonight, I just want to take a few minutes to think about this idea of why you need Jesus at Christmas. See, I think most people's attitudes in Australia towards Jesus at Christmas time is a little bit like our attitude to the Queen on the Queen's birthday long weekend. I mean, we're pretty happy that she gives us the day off, but we really don't mind what she's up to on that day. And I think for a lot of people at Christmas time, they might be wondering, why do I need to bother with Jesus? Especially when you need to get someone like me to try to convince you to bother with him at Christmas time. Why should I bother with this man? Now, I think that question has a lot to do with the way that we actually, in the end, think about who Jesus is. See, if you think Jesus is just, in the end, a lifestyle choice, you know, one person plays footy, she does yoga, they go to church. And, you know, it might be you like that stuff, you're a churchy person and you're into that, and that's great for you, and I'm glad you get something out of it each week, but, you know, it's just not for me. And so you don't really bother that much with Jesus. You see, if Jesus is just a lifestyle choice, then he doesn't really matter. You can just take him or leave him. If he works for you, great. If he doesn't, no harm done. And so for most people, I think they don't really bother with Jesus, especially at Christmas when there is so much more going on. But in the passage that we just had read out, John, who was one of Jesus' closest followers, a friend of Jesus, he begins his biography of Jesus by giving us this very clear message. And that is that Jesus is central and essential to every single person in the world. And there are three things that John shows us about Jesus that just helps us understand why you need to bother with Jesus. Why you need him in your life this Christmas. And the first thing that he shows us is that Jesus is your creator. Let me read out the first few sentences again of the passage we just had read out. This is again the biography that John writes about Jesus. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, nothing was created that has been created." See, this is how John begins. And did you notice there are no three wise men? There's no shepherds or angels in the sky or nativity scene. John actually starts this way. He goes all the way back to the beginning, right back to the beginning of time for us. And he asks the question, what was there before there was anything else? You see, there must have been something there at the beginning, because something can't come from nothing. But what was there at the beginning of time? Who or what created everything? And John's answer is very simple. It was Jesus. See, John describes Jesus as the Word. And that's because way back at the beginning of the Bible, it is through the Word that the world was created. And we later find out in verse 17 that this Word is Jesus. John is telling us that Jesus is none other than the Creator God. Through him, all things were made. Jesus created the universe. Everything in existence, including you. Now, I've just gotten the new iPhone 11 Pro, and I love it, but still one of my favorite apps on that phone is Google Maps. Now, I'm not a very interesting person. People will happily tell you that. And so I get bored. And when I'm bored, I just like to play with Google Maps. I just kind of zoom in and zoom out. I'm not sure you ever do that, but I do it all the time. I just like to zoom into my current location and see it from Street View and then zoom out and further and further and further. And that's what I love to do to pass the time. But if you were to get Google Maps right now and you were to zoom in on this church, what John is telling you is that Jesus created every single person sitting here tonight. And if you were just to zoom out a little bit more to North Mead and Winston Hills, Jesus created everybody who lives in those suburbs. And if you were to zoom out a little further to Sydney, Jesus is the creator God over all of Sydney. And then if you were to zoom out again to Australia, Jesus created all the people in Australia. And if then you were to zoom out again, Jesus is the one who created the whole world and everyone in it. That is who Jesus is. And then if you were to zoom all the way back to North Mead, all the way back to this church, back to, down to your very seat, he is the one who created you. Jesus is your maker. And John wants you to know this because this is why Jesus matters. This is why Jesus isn't just a lifestyle choice that you can take or leave. Because if Jesus is your maker, then you need Jesus. And this is what John tells us in the next verse. It says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." See, John tells us that Jesus is actually the source of all life. In him was life. Again, if you go back to the beginning, right back to the beginning of the Bible, how was everything made? Well, it says it all came from God. God said, "Let there be trees," and you know what? There were trees. God said, "Let there be birds," and there were birds. God said, "Let there be fish," and there were fish. God said, "Let there be people," and there were people. See, all life comes from the Creator. And John says, that's Jesus. All life comes from Jesus. Jesus is the source of all life. I have a really good friend, but there's one thing. He's a very talented person. There's one thing, though, he's awful at. And that is charging his phone. When I try to call him or send a text message to him, he never answers because his phone is always dead. I got so annoyed at this that I actually bought him a gift one year for Christmas, and that was one of those portable phone chargers, which I thought, this is going to solve the problem. Good on me. The problem is, when you buy a phone charger for somebody who never charged their phone, the problem is he just forgets to charge that phone charger as well, and I haven't solved the problem at all. And he still doesn't answer his phone or respond to my text messages and just annoys me relentlessly. Now, having your phone is a handy thing, right? But here's the thing. If you leave your phone unplugged from the charger, what's going to eventually happen? It will die. So if you want your phone to have life, then you need to connect it to its source of power, to its source of life. And unless you're connected, it's connected to your source of life, well, it would die. Well, the Bible says we're the same when it comes to Jesus. Jesus is the source of all life. So what does it mean if you're not connected to Jesus? Well, it means if you're not connected to Jesus, then you're not connected to life. And the Bible says we've all rejected Jesus. We've all gone our own way, and that's what the Bible calls sin. And because of that, we all face death. See, we're all like phones with batteries that are slowly dying. Now, some of us might have bigger batteries than others. Some of us might have batteries that are more full than others. Some of us have very fancy looking phones. We have those three cameras in the back with a facial recognition and just awesome apps that you just want to use constantly, like Google Maps. We look incredible and we look like we could do anything. But others of us are starting to slow down. We take a little bit longer to turn on each morning. Some of us are actually moved into that low power mode. But all of us are a bit like our smartphones. But we're not connected to the power source, which means we're all going to die. But this is what makes Christmas so exciting. Because the message of Christmas is that Jesus came into the world. The very source of life has come to you to offer you life again. Let me actually read to you something that Jesus once said about himself a little later on in the book of John. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." You see, that's why you need Jesus this Christmas. And that's why Jesus just isn't this lifestyle choice that you can ignore, that you can take him or leave him. He is the very source of life. And if you're not connected to him as a person, then you are not connected to life. But if you come to him this Christmas, you will find real life. Life that lasts. Life forever. Because he is the source of life. But see, John doesn't stop there in those four verses. John actually says, Jesus just isn't life, but light. Jesus is the light of all men, all mankind. Jesus is saying, John is saying, Jesus isn't just the source of life. Jesus has the answers to life. Again, right back at the beginning of the Bible, the first thing that God says when he created the world is, "Let there be light." Before God created the world, there was only darkness. But when God created everything, the first thing he did was to flood the darkness with light. And this is what John wants you to know about Jesus. He is the source of all light. You know, in the Bible, the word light is synonymous with truth. To be in dark means you don't know the truth. You don't know the truth about God. You don't know the truth about yourself. You don't know the meaning of life. You don't have the answers to life. You are actually just going the wrong way. But in the Bible, if you come into the light, it means you've discovered the truth. You know the truth about God. You know the truth about yourself. You know the meaning of life. You know the answers to life. You know the right way to go. But I wonder if you've ever had this experience, if you've ever truly experienced darkness. I mean, real darkness. Have you ever been on one of those country roads late at night? There are no street lights. And if you were to pull over, turn off your headlights, and try and look at your hand, it is just pitch black. Darkness just surrounds you. You can't see anything in front of you. It's actually a little bit scary. And John says, that is what life is like without Jesus. We're in the dark. We don't know the truth. We don't have the answer to life. And it's funny, people look for the answers to life everywhere, and they're working hard at trying to figure out what life is all about. And so some of you will go for family wisdom or philosophies or ideas. Most of us will just listen to Ellen or Oprah or our favorite late-night comedian to get the answers. Some of us will try Google with the best life hacks, the top 10 ways to live your life. Why? Why do we do this? Because we want the answers to life. We want to know how we're meant to live this life. But no matter what we do or who we listen to, we find ourselves hopelessly in the dark. And we make a mess of our lives, and we keep making a mess, and we make the same mistakes over and over again. And that's because we're in the dark. And again, this is what makes Christmas so great. The message of Christmas is that the light has shone in the darkness. Jesus has come into the world. And he's not just the source of life, he is the answer to life as well. Jesus once again said this about himself a little later on in the book of John. He says, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, if you reject Jesus, and you go your own way, you're in the dark. But if you come to Jesus, trust in Jesus, follow Jesus, you will come into light and know the truth. And you can start to know the true answers to this life. So why do you need Jesus this Christmas? You know, well, it's because when I talk to most people or I watch Christmas movies, the main idea that I hear that Christmas is all about is spending time with loved ones. And to be perfectly honest, I think that's what most people think life in general is about. It's about relationships, isn't it? I think we know instinctively that life isn't about making loads of cash or trying to advance your career or even having those awesome experiences. Although we might spend most of our lives chasing after that stuff, we know deep down within ourselves that life is not about that. I don't think anyone really lies on their deathbed and thinks, man, I wish I had spent more time at the office. I wish I just had a little bit more cash in my bank account. No one says, I wish I had spent more time pursuing those dreams, those holidays. No, they say, I wish I had spent more time with the people I loved. Because we know what matters at the end of the day are relationships. And that is true, but it's incomplete. Because there's one relationship that matters more than any other. You see, it's not just our relationships with each other that matter. It's our relationship with Jesus, the one who made us and gives us life and gives us light. And Christmas is such a wonderful time because it's the message of how Jesus came into our world and to bring us back into a relationship with him. Christmas is an invitation from God to be reconnected with the very source of life. So I want to urge you this Christmas to bother with Jesus. Maybe you've never thought that you've needed him before. Or maybe you just haven't bothered with Jesus at Christmas for a very long time. But I want to challenge you to look into what life with Jesus is all about. Because you need Jesus this Christmas. And when you come to him, you will find life. You will find light. And you will find love. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for your Son. We thank you that he is life, he is light, and he is love. We thank you that he came into this world. We thank you that he made us, that he reconnects us to you if we would only put our trust in you. Help us to bother with Jesus this Christmas and to know why it is we need him so very much. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.